this program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Support comes from the 26th Annual Baton Rouge Blues Festival, featuring Kingfish Ingram, Mike Zito, Kenny Neal, and more. The weekend of April 18th and 19th in downtown Baton Rouge. Travel information at louisianatravel.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The World Health Organization says the risk of impact from the coronavirus is now very high at a global level. 50 countries are confirming infections, 5 more since yesterday, though officials say there's not yet evidence the virus is spreading freely. In Iran, the death toll from COVID-19 continues to rise. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports out of 388 cases, Tehran says 34 people have died.
The announcement from the health ministry marks another escalation in the spread of coronavirus in Iran, which has seen at least 7 government officials infected, including the deputy health minister and the vice president for women and family affairs. The government canceled many public events, including Friday prayers in the capital Tehran and other cities.
Stocks are sliding today again as investors try to get ahead of economic effects from the outbreak. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down another 1.8% so far today, and stocks fell around the world.
This has been the worst week for stocks since the 2008 financial crisis, and it shows no signs of letting up. The S&P 500 fell another 2.5% as soon as the markets opened. It's now down 14% from the all-time high it reached just last week, which puts it well into what Wall Street calls a market correction. Stocks also fell in Asia and Europe, with investors pulling their money out of stocks and putting it in bonds. The yield on the 10-year Treasury bill hit another all-time low. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Consumer spending slowed in January, though it still increased 0.2%. That's the smallest gain since October. At the same time, the Commerce Department says incomes rose 0.6%, the biggest rise in nearly a year, boosted in part by Social Security cost of living adjustments. The House Judiciary Committee wants answers from Attorney General William Barr. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, lawmakers have questions about possible political interference in the Justice Department's work.
In a letter to the Attorney General, the committee's Democratic chairman, Jerry Nadler, says the panel has concerns about 4 instances of potential political interference in Justice Department decisions. Topping that list is Barr's intervening in the sentencing recommendation for President Trump's longtime friend, Roger Stone. Also included is the decision to bring in an outside prosecutor to review the case against the president's former national security adviser, Michael Flynn. The committee wants documents and to speak to 15 current or former department employees who may have knowledge of what it calls, quote, improper intervention in cases of interest to the president. It has set a deadline of March 13th. Barr is scheduled to testify before the committee a few weeks after that. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is down 501 points. This is NPR. Philadelphia is canceling plans to open a so-called safe injection site. It would have been the nation's first facility for heroin users to inject themselves under medical supervision. The plan drew outrage from residents and local lawmakers. California regulators are boosting their fine on Pacific Gas and Electric to more than $2 billion for causing deadly wildfires in Northern California in 2017 and 18. A settlement in December called for a $1.7 billion punishment, but several consumer groups called that too lenient. The fires killed nearly 130 people. Renowned physicist Freeman Dyson has died at the age of 96. NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports.
Dyson was born in England in 1923. After World War II, he came to America to study physics. He helped pioneer quantum electrodynamics, which explains how light and matter interact using quantum mechanics. Dyson was also involved in government projects. Later in life, he stoked controversy for his take on climate change. Here he is in 2012.
We're having some effect on the climate. It's not clear whether it's good or bad. It's not clear whether it's going to become a catastrophe or not.
The scientific community overwhelmingly disagrees. Dyson was also famous for thinking big about extraterrestrial life, space exploration, and many other topics. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org and the Annie E. Casey Foundation.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and you are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned, though, at 1 o'clock for Nick Spitzer and American Roots. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio coming up at 3 p.m. And, of course, we'll have more national and international news for you at 4 p.m. on the program All Things Considered from NPR. We're going to go back next to, 1954, May of that year, and listen to Howling Wolf do a Willie Dixon composition with Otis Fan on piano, Jody Williams and Hubert Sumlin on guitars, Dixon himself on bass, and Earl Phillips on drums. Here's Howling Wolf with Evil.
If you're a long way from home, can't sleep at night, grab your telephone. Something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Well, long way from home and can't sleep at all. You know another mule is kicking in your stall. That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home. Smoking after you half the whole boat.
That's evil. Evil is going on wrong. I am warning you, brother. You better watch your happy home.
Thank you. sunshine.
The Muddy Waters Band from November of 1958. She's 19 years old, Muddy, along with James Cotton on blues harp, Otis Spann on piano, Pat Hare on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Francis Clay on drums. Before hearing Muddy, we heard Howling Wolf. Wolf kicked off the fourth hour of the Blues Box for us today here on KRVS with a rendition of the Willie Dixon composition, Evil. And again, Willie Dixon was on that particular track, as was Otis Spann, whom we just heard playing with Muddy. And we're going to turn to Howling Wolf composition. And we're going to let Stevie Ray Vaughan do the honors. He recorded a lot of straight blues in very contemporary fashion, of course. Blues from Howling Wolf, also from Sonny Boy Williamson II, from Guitar Slim and others. Here is Stevie Ray Vaughan from his 1989 disc In Step doing a rendition of Howling Wolf's Love Me, Darling. Yeah.
have a talk with you. Because the words I can tell you, they will linger through the air.
Holmes Brothers from Christchurch, Virginia, and from their disc Simple Truths. That came out in 2004 on Alligator Records. Unfortunately, there won't be any more discs out from the trio. Two of the three members have since passed away. They had some interesting recordings out. Before we heard the Holmes Brothers, we heard, of course, Stevie Ray Vaughan from the disc In Step. Stevie Ray doing a cover of the Howling Wolf tune, Love Me Darling. Next year on KRVS, some brand new blues by a gentleman by the name of David Brinston. His new disc is called I'm an OG, which, if I remember right, stands for Old Guy, who recorded this in Memphis, Tennessee. From that disc, here's David Brinston doing a number for us called This Is the Real Blues.
Mississippi blue, the back porch country blue, this is the real blue. When you hate the way you feel, the blues is for real, this is the real blue. This is the real blue. My baby done me wrong blues. She ain't coming back home blues. This is the real blues. When you hate the way you feel, the blues is for real. This is the real blue.
Said you'd take me of wine, but I know you got something else on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a lovely time, but honey, what I got is mine on mine. Don't you feel my leg? Ooh, 'cause if you feel my leg, I know you're gonna try to sneak up on my thigh. I know you. If you feel my thigh, you're gonna go too high. So don't you feel my leg. Got nasty plans on your mind. You said we'd have a ball and have a lovely time. Well, honey, what I got is mine on mine. Don't you feel, ooh, don't you feel my leg? Ooh, 'cause if you feel my leg, I know you won't be able to resist my plump little thigh. It's gonna get me high, so don't you feel my leg. Don't you feel my leg. Ooh, baby, I told you not to feel my little old leg. Told you not to do that, baby.
Maria Muldaur with David Torkanowski on piano on that particular track. And that, of course, is the old Blue Lou Barker number. She recorded that one decades ago, Blue Lou from New Orleans, and co-wrote the piece with her husband, Danny Barker. Before we heard Maria Muldaur doing Don't You Feel My Leg, we heard a brand new, from a brand new disc by David Brinston, that we heard him do a number called This Is the Real Blues. And you're listening to The Blues here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. This is The Blues Box. We'll be with you till 1 this afternoon.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal. For over 32 years, providing local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, Lafayette, and at its new location at 110 Gilbo Road. The website is acadianpawn.com.
From 1955, here is B.B. King.
Called to say that we were through, because I'm so tired sneaking around with you. I want to meet you
Slim Harpo from Baton Rouge. Slim Harpo with Shake Your Hips. And before we heard Slim, we heard B.B. King. B.B. King from 1955. We heard the B-side of a release he had that year. The A-side was his cover of Every Day I Have the Blues. He got to number 8 on the R&B charts with that. And the flip side, the one we heard, was Sneaking Around With You. Very nice arrangement from B.B. King. Next year on KRVS, John Hammond. Hammond's been making blues for decades now. We're going to turn to his disc, Got Love If You Want It. That one came out back in 1992. Here's John Hammond with a cover of an old Chuck Berry tune for us.
I thought I saw my future bridal walking down the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. Please let me off the bus." "Daddy, honey, is that you?" "And Daddy, baby, is that you?" It seemed like Please.
something in the middle of the soul. The mom ain't that your second daddy standing back there in the door. Well, she grabbed my baby and spanked him. I tried to make her leave him alone. I cried, my baby spanked him. I tried to make her leave him alone. I tried my best to stop her. She said the baby ain't none of mine. The woman rocks the cradle and I declare she rules her home. Woman rocks the cradle, I declare she rules the home. Many men rock some other man's baby, and the fool thinks he's rocking his own. Crawling baby new. I said, well, late last night when I learned the crawling baby new. I went through my clothes out door, now I got the crawling baby blue.
Blind Lemon Jefferson, recorded in September of 1929, a number called that Crawling Baby Blues. He was to be found dead 3 months later in December of 29. No death certificate was ever found for him. Some say they believe he froze to death in a blizzard. He was 32 years old at his passing, originally from a small town called Couchman, Texas. Before hearing Blind Lemon Jefferson, we heard John Hammond from his disc Got Love If You Want It. Hammond did a cover of Chuck Berry tune Nadine. And next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Blind Willie McTell, a great Atlanta 12-string blues guitarist and one of the most popular of all time of Piedmont blues artists. We're going to listen to him do a tune that he recorded back in 1927, one of his more poignant blues numbers, Mama Tain't Long for Day.
Wake up, mama, don't you sleep so hard. Wake up, mama, don't you sleep so hard. For it's these old fools walking all over your yard. I've got these blues, news I'm not satisfied. I've got these blues, I'm not satisfied. That's the reason why I stole away and cried. Blues grabbed me in midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. Blues grabbed me in midnight, didn't turn me loose till day. I didn't have no mama to dry these blues away. The big star falling, mama ain't long for day. The big star falling, mama ain't long for day. Maybe the sunshine will dry these blues away. Oh, come here quick.
on, Mama. You know I got you.
Booker White with a number called Columbus, Mississippi Blues. Booker, of course, from Mississippi, had that very percussive guitar style that one found when Son House is playing, and also in, to some degree, in Charlie Patton's playing, and White was influenced by Patton. He recorded first in 1930, then in 1937 he recorded again and had somewhat of a hit with Shake 'Em On Down. Went to prison for a couple of years. When he got out, he went back into the studio and recorded a whole bunch of blues. And he was also rediscovered record during the early 1960s and got to record again. Before we heard Book of White, we heard Blind Willie McTell from 1927 doing Mama Tain't Long for Day. Again, one of the really, really great Piedmont-style blues artists. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Eric Bibb. He's been making good-feeling blues for quite a number of years now. Here he is from a disc called Diamond Days. This came out in the year 2006. He's going to do a number called Still Living On, which pays a really nice tribute to Mississippi John Hurt, Elizabeth Cotton, Gary Davis, Son House, Pop Staples, and also Sam Charters. Charters, of course, the folklorist that did some of the early work on getting out information on Blind Willie Johnson. He also looked up Lightning Hopkins in 59 and got him to record again and did the same with Furry Lewis. Here again, Eric Bibb from the disc Diamond Days with Still Living On.
Mississippi John Hurt was a farming man, played a sweet guitar with calloused hands. He touched my heart with southern grace. One of my heroes, dead and gone, still living on. Elizabeth Cotton, as a young girl, wrote a famous tune, went round the world. Freight train, a timeless song. One of my heroes, dead and gone, still living on. Gary Davis smoked a fat cigar, a blind street singer with a big guitar, living his sermon he taught us so well. One of my heroes, dead and gone, still living on. At a great Son House, a Delta blues king. I saw him play and heard him sing. I was a young man then, his time wasn't long. He's one of my heroes, dead and gone, still living on. Sam Charters from Texas, with his wife named Ann, been spreading the word from land to land. Blues faces won't fade away. They're my heroes, still living on. Buck Staples, they called him Pops. His inspiration will never stop. I hear his voice inside my own. He's one of my heroes, dead and gone, still living on. Read them in a book, look them up on the net. Blues people we can't forget. Roots need water,
tree to thrive. Talking about my heroes still alive. Oh, my heroes still living on. Yeah, yeah, still living on. Still talking about my heroes. They're still living on.
Still living on.
Yeah.
Still living on.
Talking about my hero. My hero. Messiah. Hallelujah.
Living on.
Still talking about my hero.
Eric Bibb, again from his disc, Diamond Days. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Roger's program, Freetown Radio. This is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and member-supported public radio. Again, we'd like to thank all of you out there who support us with your annual contributions. We wouldn't be here without that. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider supporting us. You can do so anytime, securely online at krvs.org. Just pull us up on the web and hit the donate button. And thanks. We'll be back next morning, right after morning, next Friday morning, excuse me, right after Morning Edition at 9 a.m. with another Blues Box. And until that time, keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Here's Steve James to take us up to the top of the hour with a few bars of a number called Guitar Rag. And hope all of you out there have a great weekend.
Perhaps it's the originality of KRVS that has made you a devoted listener. We are very committed to making certain that we continue to fulfill that need, whether it's providing you with the kind of music you can't find anywhere else, offering you entertainment on our weekend programs, or sharing alternative points of view. Helping us to accomplish that is our Cypress Lake Circle, and we invite you to become a member through an annual gift of $1,000 or more. To find out more, call Development Director Judith Merriweather or visit krvs.org, clicking on the donate button. And thank you.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.